It's a download, 720 WGN. Let's carry out. All right, before we start tonight, you know, my just want to let you know I'm doing my fantasy baseball draft, so I'm going to try to do the carry out and my draft at the same time. But I'm a professional, so I'll handle it. I can do this. All right, let's do this. Here are today's top stories. The primary election is tomorrow for the state of the Illinois.
You are on the clock.
You know what? I got to do this real quick. This is a go ahead and pick a first baseman here. There we go. All right, sorry about that. The primary election is tomorrow in the state of Illinois.
You are on the clock.
You know what? Snake draft here. Let me go ahead and pick a shortstop. It's great. All right, good. That should be done for a little bit. The primary election is tomorrow for the state of Illinois.
You are on the clock.
That's right. I traded for that third pick. I guess I'll just take a catcher. All right. The primary election is tomorrow for the state of Illinois, and all eyes are on the gubernatorial race. A weekend poll says Pritzker and Rauner are leading, but how much still seems to be in question. One gives them 20-point leads, the other gives them 10-point leads. And frankly, what do we even care about polls, right? We should only count attack ads. If the ads are super furious and aggressive, then the candidate being attacked is closer than you think. So I guess that means that Scott Drury is going to win every race? Possible. Man, Madigan had a lot of money to spend to smear on that dude. Over and over and over and over for a candidate that doesn't even seem to be a front runner in the race for attorney general. My favorites are attack ads for really specific races that show up on your TV, even though you can't really have a say in it. Do you really want Aaron Sanderson to be the condo secretary? Vote no for the Irving Park condo secretary, paid for by Mark Hanna from condo secretary. Like, that doesn't have anything to do with it. I don't live in a condo. Tronc is in turmoil today, so they're tronked. Yeah. So first, there were layoffs on Thursday and Friday, this after they sold the LA Times. Then this morning, Robert Frieda told us all that the big CEOs are at the company are getting even richer, even though they laid off a number of employees, which is gross. Then the bombshell that the much maligned CEO Michael Farrell was abruptly retiring. And then bombshell deuce, Fortune magazine has a piece detailing past sexual misconduct harassment allegations against Farrell. So did Farrell retire because he knew this info was coming out, or did he just get out because that's what barons do? They sell stuff and lay off workers so the stock prices go higher, and then they line their pockets. Either way, sounds like a swell guy. Really sounds like a good guy. Facebook stocks are down after news that data companies took your personal data and kept it for political purposes. Really? Okay. That's what's going to get people to turn off Facebook? All right. I would have sworn it was the fake profiles, the spam, the tight-knit algorithms that mean I can't even see my mom's profile. But sure, yeah, no. Taking my likes for political purposes? Oh, that's a no-no. Over the line. Pretty sure half the people on my Facebook page are Russian spies, but I've already come to terms with that. They like all my photos of my American blue jeans. Oh, that's a very good pair of Levi. Oh, Sergey liked it. President Trump wants to give the death penalty to drug dealers. Man, they're going to give Kyle from the dorms the death penalty? That's tough. Who hasn't really wanted to be put to death when you had to hang out with him and watch skateboarding videos with him and his girlfriend and his neighbor, Rob, who called himself Rob Noxious? Anyway, not sure where I was going with this, but yeah, Kyle's now a lawyer, so. Breaking news, President Trump just tweeted.
You are on the clock.
You know what? I got to, one more time here. I need a catcher really bad, a second catcher. You know what? You can figure out what he tweeted on your own. You don't need me. You know what I need? A middle reliever. In weather, nice weekend. It's really, is a feeling that that spring is near. Don't you feel that? I feel like it's trying to break through. So get ready for something to snatch it from us. You know that's going to happen. There'll be a snowstorm coming. In sports, the Loyola Ramblers are the story of the sports world after they upset both Miami and Tennessee to get to the Sweet 16. It's the first time any Chicago team has made the Sweet 16 since 2007. The Ramblers have done it on steady play from their starters and just, well, outlasting the competition. Tennessee had a chance to win after a furious comeback, but they missed. So that's sports. So now it's all fun and games till the team takes on the Nevada and on Thursday. The coach actually told the press that they had to go back to class today and tomorrow. That's a thing. See, this is where we're at a competitive disadvantage. Not because of the size of the school, because you know the guys from Duke, they're not really in their psych class today. The freshmen from Kansas, yeah, they're finishing up their term papers. Right. How about the team from Kentucky? Are they showing up to their basket weaving class today? Doubtful. I'd be calling in sick if I were the guys from Loyola, right? I did much less for that when I was in school. Just like 2 days ago was St. Patrick's Day and I had two beers. I don't think I can make it to class today. These guys won two NCAA tournament games. They deserve to call in sick. Nevada stunned the second seed, so the 7 and the 11 will make it to the... Oh, this is amazing. The winner of this game makes it to the Elite Eight. Wow. Loyola beats Nevada, and they probably will play a very young, uneven Kentucky team to go to the Final Four. And it's not out of the realm, man. Not out of the realm. The Lady Blue Demons lost in dramatic fashion against Texas A&M yesterday. They were up 17 points in the second half and lost on a last-second three-pointer in College Station, Texas. Is that where Texas A&M plays? Wait a second. I don't understand. The Blue Demons won the Big East, and they had to go to Texas to play Oklahoma and then Texas A&M. What's that about? Seems like the tournament really didn't want DePaul to move on there. I get it. It's different in women's basketball, and there's more home court advantage, but they won the Big East. They should at least play in Detroit or something like that. I don't know. In other sports, we're, what, 2 weeks away from baseball officially beginning? Amazing. The Cubs and White Sox are wrapping up their spring trainings. What did we learn? We learned that James Shield will start the opener for the Sox and that Ian Happ may lead off for the Cubs. Also, not sure if any of the big rookie phenoms will start in the bigs for the White Sox, whereas the Cubs are getting some amazing spring productions from their fifth starter. Also, Wrigleyville should be ready for the Cubs opener in April. Have you not seen the new area around the park? Google Earth it. You'll love it. No more yum-yum donuts. Think of the past. Huge game in New York tonight for the Bulls. This is crunch time for a team to continue their losing ways. Right now, they're a half game worse than the Knicks. A win tonight would give the Knicks a better draft spot. So again, the Bulls need to focus, hunker down, and tank the rest of the season away. Because for all the pain and suffering from this season, to walk away with the 9th overall next year, No. At least the Bulls are taking this game seriously, as tonight, no Lauri Markkanen, no Chris Dunn, and no Zach LaVine. So at least they get it. Bulls management gets it. Should give them an award for really locking in this tank. And that's been the Download's tanking report. Yeah. When's the NFL draft? April 26th. You know what? It's ways away. We'll talk about that later, I guess. And finally, tonight, Alderman Riley is mad at the Chicago suburbs after St. Patrick's Day. He said that today that suburban teens use downtown Chicago as their toilet during the St. Patrick's Day festivities. And that's different than all the other years. How? If they use St. Patrick's Day as their toilet, God forbid what they use Lollapalooza and Taste of Chicago for. Ugh. Gross. That's the carry out for March 19th, 2018. Hey, we do have leftover Shamrock Shakes. They aren't as green as they were on Saturday, but you know what? Brown's Irish, too. All right, coming up, Chris Roebling and Dave Lundy give us the Illinois version of Touche. We'll break down what we... Well, we'll just argue about Illinois politics. And coming up at 8 o'clock, Betsy Ziegler and Howard Tolman from 1871. It's the Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.